That's John Mayer, a tune called Shadow Days, 17 and a half minutes past 8 o'clock. And Barry Chapman is once again in the studio every Tuesday. Jeez, I think it was Wednesday. I don't know. Time is flying so fast. I'm ahead of myself.
It definitely is. It definitely is. So, Sun Bonani, good morning. Thank you for having me back here. It's always lekker to have a chat with you.
And I see that there's now a war in the plumbing circles as to who the real legend is. I saw a big gorilla on social media claiming to be the real legend. Okay.
But good fun banter, some marketing, a little bit of marketing wars.
I enjoy that very much. And, you know, part of what we are doing with our Bolito Connect is to sort of, in a way, stimulate competition among the best of the best. Yeah. And we salute the best. There's room for all good businesses and operators in any environment. If you're good, you're good. And your customers will be delighted. And, you know, your fame spreads and you become the legend. If you're bad, the converse applies. But we're trying to create an environment where if you're looking for a service or a professional or a business that you're going to rely on to make you more attractive or your vehicle perform or whatever it is, build your house, fix your plumbing, you know how many scallywags are out there. You repair the damage that they cause.
We do all the time. So reputable contractors is a major issue. I was holding a Institute of Plumbing plumbers evening last week Thursday in Durban, and the exact same conversation was brought up by individuals that are Itiquini registered plumbers. They plumbing industry registration board registered. They Institute of Plumbing members. They hold themselves very responsible for what they do. They're proud of their job. And then they've got to deal with people that are not accredited, don't have the insurances, don't have all of these things. You can't compete with that. So the question there was, how do you stop it?
Well, you see, that's exactly why we've launched Bolito Connect, because there are so many, you know, and I hate to say that, I don't think that people, most people actually start out wanting to be a rogue or a vagabond or a fraudster or a scamster. But circumstances, often if they just don't have the skills or the capital or the opportunity and things spin out of control, then the consumer gets left with the problem. So to avoid that, what we've done and what we continue to do is look for areas of excellence in across the board. And then we invite those like Chapman Plumbing to participate in Bolito Connect. So this is a collection of all of the businesses in the region and services that we consider. And it's not just that we consider. We literally invite you to suggest. And then we go and do a little bit of a background check and we get a code of conduct signed. And then if you crack the top six in that category, how lovely, you are there. Anyone can look you up by simply going online to Bolito Connect, looking for services, home services, whatever, plumbers, there it is, bang, 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 bang. And you know that, and if Chapman, for whatever reason, is not available, you can then default down the line. There's six really good, really approved, and I'm sure you'll agree that there you have colleagues in the industry in this
100%.
Area that are really good. So we're looking only for those. The rogues and the vagabonds will never appear. So you don't get scammed. There it is.
So one of the biggest things for me, and that's one of the things that I enjoy about being an Institute of Plumbing member, IOPSA member. IOPSA do their own due diligence when you apply to become a member. Do you have a tax clearance certificate? Do you have liability insurance? Have you got a qualified plumber? Have you checked all the boxes to make sure that you are legit, and if things do go wrong, that you can cover yourself for when it goes wrong?
Oh.
Because it doesn't matter how perfect you are or how great you are, you're always going to make a mistake.
Invariably, and there is that Murphy's Law.
100%. You try everything to eliminate that chance of making a mistake, but it happens. Mm. And having all the resources around you and the ability to say to your client, we understand what's happened. Here is all the backing to say we're going to resolve this problem for you. Whereas another contractor that doesn't have all of that cover, and all that background, just they turn around and go, sorry, yeah. I can't help you. I've got no money.
And it's a real thing. I know we've just once again started the machinery around our annual fun run. And one of the major concerns that any responsible safety officer has is, do you have insurance in place, cover in place, in case? Because you're talking to, you're dealing with the public, and if something goes 100%. Wrong, and someone becomes damaged as a result, you are going to be responsible. And can you cover that? So you know, you have to have those insurances in place. You hope for the best. You hope you'll never have to use it, that everything goes beautifully. But just in case, it's always prudent to make sure 100%. That you've got that.
I mean, prime example, this weekend, I had my standby crew. Just to remind those, all of you, that we do a emergency standby crew that runs 7 days a week. Give us a shout. If we're available, we're there to help you. Otherwise, we'll throw you into the queue. But we had a crew that went out to a complex, a relatively new complex in the Bolito area, and the main water line had popped. Now, it falls on the responsibility of the developer who did the complex. We obviously came in to do the emergency repairs and get everything right. But then the plumbing contractor that did the original plumbing in that job has now been there this week repairing what has happened. And the unfortunate problem with this one is that there's about 25 square meters of driveway tar that's collapsed. There's a retaining wall that's collapsed. There's about 50 or 60 cubes of sand that's disappeared from where it was and moved further down, but it has to be relocated. So it's ended up turning into a massive job. It's like a 250,000 rand
repair,
fixer-upper. And it was at no fault of the installer that did the job. There was obviously some, possibly a fitting that was not right or something. But when we opened it up, it looked like it was done right. And couldn't really understand why it had done what it had done. So you have those moments. And for that moment, you have your insurance. And the particular gentleman I'm talking about has all of that stuff. So yes, he's under a little bit of pressure and stressing. But he can give a client that reassurance that everything is going to get sorted out.
Yeah, and that's so important, because something, an event like that, if you don't have the correct cover as a service provider, exactly. That's when things spin badly out of control. And I sympathize with people. But again, it's a question of you really, if you're going to enter into the public domain of service provision in any way, shape, and form, you owe it to yourself and to your customer to make sure that you can deliver, and if something goes wrong, that you are covered, so that in the unlikely event of a problem, everything can be resolved. And that's ultimately what we're looking for, because of course in life things sometimes go wrong, but it's how you deal with that and fix the situation. It either creates, I mean, I'm sure you've had the situation where you've had a problem, you've sorted it, and that client has become a lifelong supporter, a fan.
100%.
Yeah, that's how you do business. That's the way to do business.
Be open up front. This is a problem. Let's resolve it. Let's make it happen.
I like that. That's fantastic. That's why we call you the plumbing boss, and that's why your mates are having a go now on social media trying to claim that title. Well, it's good. I don't want to use be. It's a family friendly show. So, and when talking plumbing, you can often just dip into the wrong side of decency. But it is quite a, you know, what do they call it? Something rhymes with bit. Anyway, we don't want to go there. But I congratulate you on retaining not only, you know, your growing and very loyal customer base, but going the extra mile and bringing this kind of information into the fore and just keeping things on the up and up. Yeah. That's why we call you the plumbing boss. And we look forward to another conversation in a week's time.
Perfect.
Because the days are going by so rapidly.
And I know. It feels like it's going to be tomorrow.
Doesn't it? Just a final note. Have you noticed that the water at the moment is particularly highly chlorinated water in the taps?
There are areas that I have noticed that as well.
Ah.
and what the reason is would be wonderful.
Yeah, but I've heard of some really sad, because I have koi, and you want to be extremely cautious now topping up your koi pond, because there are very high levels of chemical, we don't know, chlorine or whatever, that are coming into, and you know, one understands, it's thank heavens we don't have the awful diseases being spread by badly maintained plumbing or sewage or reticulation of water. But if you are a koi owner or a fish pond owner or whatever, just be aware when you're topping up.
Call us. We'll come put a carbon filter in for you.
Can you do that?
Pull the chlorine out.
Can you do that?
Yes.
Well, you see, we'll talk about that next week. Barry Chapman, Chapman Plumbing, always an absolute pleasure, and we look forward to connecting. And this will be up as a podcast shortly. And the morning show continues.